Fox were older, babe. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Can you see there?
That was really good.
That's pretty good. We're actually quitting the podcast. We're starting a cover band. Yes. Pearl Jam only.
Yeah, called Girl Jam.
Girl Jam is so good.
You like that?
I do. Can we do that?
Absolutely.
What instrument could you learn the fastest right now?
Vocals.
Doesn't count.
Tambourine.
Could be. Well, what about one that's helpful to the band, to the girl jam? Actually, Girl Jam's breaking up. We have creative differences.
I'm scared of getting something too complicated. I think my left and my right get real, you know.
You want to hear an extremely hot take that I get people mad at me for all the time?
What do you get people mad at you for
all the time? I have never played the drums.
Yeah.
But I feel like the drums could be the easiest one to go from zero to something. Like, guitar is so hard to just play a note.
Right now, pat your head, rub your tummy. Well, shit, maybe he can.
You're totally right. Like, the skill.
But imagine
of,
doing that, but like six different things.
I hear you. The skill of like keeping like a good rhythm, I could totally see it as an issue. But like to just make a note. Other instruments, it's so hard to just make a note. You know what I mean?
No, I think you've just watched Whiplash too many times and you're like, I could do that.
Like if I told you to play the snare drum, yeah. I think you could pick up a stick and you could do it.
Okay.
Where if I told you to play like an A chord on the guitar, not that I know what that is. But
I'm sure I could play an A chord.
That's funny. Come on.
Ayo.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Tail Whip podcast. See you later podcast is what I meant. We are the Tail Whip. Cut this.
What's happening right now?
A little bit of
Let's
a
start over. Okay, ready? Deck the halls
with boughs of
holly. Jaden boughs of holly. That was great.
Now we got to be inclusive. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made you out of clay. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
Hanukkah is past. Remember, we learned that last time.
No, it's gone.
22nd.
Okay.
Our last pod when we filmed, it was the last day of Hanukkah.
Okay. Sorry, everyone. This is our last episode of the year?
Yes.
We made it through 2025.
Are you excited?
We have not missed an episode in...
19. This is our 19th.
This is our 19th episode.
This is our 19th week?
So what is that? How many in months? Hold on. Don't tell me.
He can do it.
Don't tell me.
It's so close.
That's...
Hold on, don't tell me.
Almost.
Don't tell me.
Okay.
Okay. Four.
Okay. It's taking too
hold
long.
Hold on.
It's almost
four,
5 months.
8, 12, 16, 20. It's almost 5 months. Something happened to me. You know, I took my math bowl to state.
You did. I saw the news clipping.
In third grade.
Pull
I was
up.
The captain of the math bowl team. Don't pull it up.
It's a cute picture.
Don't pull it up.
I love the quote that you gave the Tampa Bay Tribune or whatever it was called.
What was the quote?
You're like, yeah, I would have always been good at math if I actually had a good math teacher.
God, I loved hating on teachers.
Can I please pull it up?
You probably can.
Sure. If you found it. I was so good at math.
You did find it that quick?
I was so good at math, and then they started doing times tables and shit.
Type in Scotty Bubanis, Heritage Elementary.
Oh.
Math team.
No, I see what's happening. I see what's happening.
Right?
I see what's happening.
Yeah.
God, I'm so good.
What was the mascot of Heritage Elementary?
The cougar. You love
a
cougar.
It was a bobcat.
Is it really?
Yeah. We moved from my hometown to Tampa, which is where Heritage is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like walled in and there's one revolving door with like the metal, horizontal metal bars. And you revolve in the horizontal metal bars.
Okay.
And in my head, I was like, oh, did I just enter like a prison? Like, why is Tampa so secure with their schools? Like, it wasn't as inviting as the ones in the panhandle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you also weren't allowed to have backpacks in the panhandle. And
that's right, dude.
They probably could have been a little safer.
You that know? Backpack thing, maybe we had to carry around these big binders, these big like cloth binders that were like this thick and then like binder sized.
Ugh.
I'm like, I could fit anything into here. The backpack is not.
That's not the takeaway from that.
No, I'm serious. I think sometimes schools like do like security theater and it just inconveniences everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then makes people consider.
Nope. Nope. Deck the halls with.
get that.
I like your Hawaiian Florida Christmas vibe.
Yeah. You You were like, why are you wearing that?
At first, I was thrown off by it. And then I said, why are you wearing a summer Hawaiian shirt? It's, you know, it's Christmas. And he said, Florida.
And she goes, like, oh, okay.
Fair.
You gotta wear a shirt like this on Christmas in Florida.
I don't have one.
Do you have something close?
I do not.
Well, okay.
That's a Christmas present right there.
Yeah, I'll get you a Christmas present.
I'm sure you'll have time to get that.
By tomorrow. Well, all of our gifts for all of each other are late, so...
Are they?
I don't think we're having... Aren't a bunch of yours late?
Damn, bro. Just exposed me.
No, mine's late.
I have one late thing.
I don't have anything late.
I have one truly late thing, and then yours I ordered late. But you do have a gift to open.
No, I'm not... I have late shit for other people. I think Allie has some stuff that...
No, I just had something that was canceled. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro said everybody. I had one person.
And it's, but you know what I mean? Is like, we're all going to be doing it, you know?
Yeah. It's the American tradition.
Mm-hmm. My parents, for like... 5 birthdays in a row, they got me really nice gifts, which I really appreciate, but they were all like later. So every year on my birthday for like 5 years, I was getting like an
like
envelope.
IOUs.
Yeah, I would get an envelope with a picture print out of the thing.
You don't have it right now, but you will have this one day.
Yeah,
I love that. What was the best picture you ever got
of one of them of was a thing? I got an iPhone X.
Oh my gosh.
For maybe like my 14th or 15th birthday.
Wow.
Which was the first one without a home button.
Okay.
And I was so pumped about it. And which, great gift. You know, I really appreciate it. But the printout was just of the AT&T, like, pick an option thing. Like, it was like the website, iPhone, title, color, storage.
So you're like, did you guys actually?
Price. Yeah.
That's so funny. I like that they kind of, like, kept you, you know.
Yeah.
Did we get it?
Yeah. Well, the story with the iPhone was my dad went into the AT&T store and they just come out for my birthday. 2 weeks earlier or something like that.
Yeah.
And he went and he was like, hey, can I get an iPhone X? And they're like, yeah, and he swipes his card and he like does like the, you know, plan and like linking all the stuff. You know what I mean? Like all the process. And he goes, cool. So,
where's the phone?
Where's it at? And the dude goes, oh, you're not getting that for 4 weeks. Isn't it crazy?
Feel like that's
something,
funny.
Feel like something you should tell him before that.
Yeah. Know? Hey, by the way,
imagine my dad was like a spy on the run or something. He needed a new burner phone.
Why would he get an iPhone? You gotta get a flip phone. Yeah.
I'm just saying, what if someone was like, oh, my wife's giving birth right now. I gotta get a phone.
Why would they be at the AT&T store when their wife's in labor?
Because they have to go to... she's in a different state. Okay, here's the story.
Are you making up a hypothetical?
Here's the story. He left his 9 months pregnant wife, 8 months pregnant wife, on a trip to take care of his sister.
You lost me and he left his pregnant wife.
He had to go on a trip to take care of his sister. She's sick.
Okay.
And
hypothetically.
He gets there and the wife goes into labor prematurely. He was not expecting this. He wants to be there for her and he wants to support her and he wants to, you know, make sure that she's strong on her big day.
Okay, get to the AT&T store.
And on his way to call her, he drops his phone in the toilet. But also, it's November, and the new iPhone just came out. So he's like, well, shit.
iPhone X?
Yeah.
One without the home button?
The one without the home button. So he's like, well, shit. If I'm going to call my wife, it better be in style, you know? And then so when he goes to AT&T.
And then he had to wait 4 weeks.
And then he had to wait 4 weeks to call his wife. Hopefully, the baby's okay.
Well, make a story where it is, because you just made up that hypothetical.
Okay, here it is. He's like, fuck, I can't get my phone in 4 weeks. So he walks outside, and then the payphone rings.
The call's coming from inside the womb.
He picks up the payphone.
Goo goo gaga.
Yeah. And it's the baby. And he's like, you miss my shit, dude.
Tight shit.
You hear Playboy Cardi missed his child's birth because he was playing Fortnite?
I did hear about this.
Oof. Hey, does it feel good knowing that you'll never be the worst parent?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we should all strive for not being the worst parent.
It did make me think of a story very quick. My appendix exploded.
Yeah.
You remember the whole thing?
Yeah, I remember.
It was so bad that it became like gangrenous. I was not well. Septic, that kind of thing. And I keeled over at home. And my parents didn't buy it right away because I had been like okay-ish.
What were you doing that they weren't buying?
Well, so, like, I wasn't feeling good the day before. I was like, I feel kind of icky. And, like, my dad stayed home from war or whatever you do when you are in the military, but they give you a day off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he stayed home with me. We hung out, we did whatever. And my mom comes home. She worked at a bank inside Walmart. She got a little treat for me, little watercolors, right? She brings them to me, but I keel over as she's handing me this. So my dad's like, oh, as saying, soon as mom's home.
You keep saying keel over. What do you mean by that specifically?
Oh, like.
Just like, okay.
Like I was like, oh my God, help me. I'm unwell. 911, please. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
But they were like, okay, so you were okay all day long. But then as soon as mom's home, you want to like act up. And so my dad wasn't completely buying it. And he had a Red Baron pizza in the oven. Like toasting to consume. He made me wait to go to the hospital until he could get his pizza.
He ate it? Or he just waited to pull it out of the oven?
He pulled it out of the oven and had it en route to the emergency room. And then he felt kind of bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I needed emergency surgery.
But he's glad you're okay, and we're glad you're okay.
Yes, I survived. And that's all that counts.
I think it'd been so funny if you took him to the hospital later on in his life. And you're like, hold on, we just got to make this Red Baron pizza. I just got him back for it.
I made that joke to him.
Oh, have you?
He was, absolutely.
That's awesome. Yes. That's awesome.
Oh, my goodness. All Sorry right, for the long-winded.
No, yeah. We're trading stories here. That's what this is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, you're
what a good guy.
You're seen and you're heard.
Give it up for good guy. This is why you're employee of the month this month.
Do I deserve it?
Cam?
What have I done this month?
No, yeah, you deserve it this month.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I still haven't taken out the trash. Oof.
Not once.
I forgot.
I think they're not coming
it's
tomorrow.
Not, I mean, it's, yeah.
No, I forgot
last week.
You did, but it's okay.
That's
we
why you
forgive
didn't
you
it.
Because you've done it 51 other times this year.
Yep.
So.
All right.
Do you want to, are we excited?
We're excited. This is the last episode of the year, and that means that we have some superlatives, some awards to give out.
We have Tail Whip Awards.
Allie has, we've all come to a consensus, and Allie has put together a presentation she'd like to show all of you.
Oh my gosh. Oh no, you're skipping ahead. Nope. Okay, this is Tail Whip's top picks and awards of 2025. Cam has prepared a quick song to get us into the, go ahead, Cam.
Has he?
Can you sing the award song that we have?
The Tail Whip Awards. That's pretty good.
I guess we haven't paid for the full song yet. We only got a little sample. One more time.
The.
Oh my gosh.
The Wimp Awards. I like it. I actually really like it.
That's great. I love this. Okay. So we're getting right into it. What's our first? So we have Tail Whip's Best New Comedian of the Year.
What are the qualifications for this? What is best new?
So it has to be less, you have to have been performing for less than 12 months. And I'll tell you, I screwed this one up. I found out last night that Curtis Beeman has been performing for 13 and a half months.
Grandfathered in.
Grandfathered in.
But we'll give him a pass,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
And also, Curtis, couldn't find a headshot of you online performing comedy, but I did find your LinkedIn. So we have a screenshot. From your LinkedIn account.
And he couldn't be here to accept his award today.
Right.
We hope he sees this.
And now he has a little mustache, so let me add that there.
Yeah.
He does have
make
a little...
It, make it a big mustache.
Oh, okay. I think that's my biggest finger, unless okay. It's my birdie. Yeah.
Curtis is great. Curtis has a lot of potential. I could see it brewing up in him.
Well, do you remember the first time we ever saw Curtis Beeman perform?
You'll have to remind me.
It was at a Swamp Head show. He was a bucket pool.
Ooh, I don't remember that.
Killed with his bucket pool. And so as a result, we invited him to perform and open for our next show.
Yeah,
and
I do remember that.
We paid him for to perform the next time. And he's done joke gyms with us. He's done all kinds of stuff.
He's done sketches with us.
Yeah.
Great guy.
What a wonderful guy. If you haven't checked out? That sounds like bad grammar. If you haven't checked out Curtis Beeman, do it. Good guy. Give it up. Sing the song that we prepared for this one. Cam?
Curtis Beeman is the best new comedian.
Thank you. Give it up.
Please, no more songs.
No? What? Who's our next guy? I'm trying to remember.
I don't remember.
This is Honestly, I should have probably saved this for last. This is one of the most exciting awards that we have of the entire year. This is Tail Whip's most controversial joke that somehow was very well received by the entire audience award.
Tail Whip's most controversial joke that somehow was very well received by the entire audience award, Amir Schumann.
It goes to Amir Schumann.
And we're not going to go into the joke.
And I can't tell you the joke that he told because it's because the most controversial. Because it was controversial. The most
controversial. We know other comedians that call it Amir's hat trick.
It is a hat trick.
Because he does three things that are none of us could do.
Yeah. I think individually, if you tried to do those things, you would get kicked out of a show, but somehow he ties together.
Somehow doing all three makes it good.
God,
hats
genius.
Off, brother.
Hats off to Amir Schumann. I love that.
Sorry God. For the no context there, everybody.
No, but if you want context, maybe he posted on social media, so you should follow yes. Amir Schumann.
Yes, you should. DM him about it.
Heck yeah. What's our next Tail Whip's favorite guest host award goes to, sing it? Aquaz Harris.
Obviously, you guys knew this was coming. This is a fan favorite.
Oh my gosh.
Guest host. Not much more to say about that. Just great smile, great
I'm
energy.
Sad. I did you dirty on this. This was supposed to be a video that played of you as you were hosting the show. Oh my God. One of the funniest people. You guys have seen him, hopefully, on the podcast. But he
just naturally, you know, good vibes. And he just, like, even if he doesn't prepare something, it's still fun. And,
yeah, off the dome. Yep. He is so fun, and I bet he's never met anyone that like he doesn't vibe with. Mm-hmm. He just gives me that like
yeah
kind of feeling. And Aquaz, please come back and guest host for us at some point because we love you.
Yep. Tail Whip official stance, Tail Whip loves Aquaz.
Love it. What's our next one? Tail Whip's hardest working comedian award. I'm sorry, hands down, and I know these guys agree with me.
Mm-hmm.
Malcolm Xavier is one of the hardest working in the game. So everybody snap for Malcolm.
Bro be driving around.
Oh my God.
Doing a hell of shows, running the shows.
He has driven just to Gainesville alone, because I think he's done 5 or 6 shows with us.
This year.
Oh my gosh. So how long does it take to drive to Panama City to here?
Three and a half, four.
So about 8 hours round trip.
6 times 48.
Just alone to driving to
yeah
to Gainesville.
No, he's done more.
I know it feels like more. It's probably more. Either way, all I'm saying is like this man is on the move. This man, he's also going to school and learning. What is it? Yeah. Is it film and production?
Yeah,
and
I think it's video production.
Oh my gosh!
Has anybody seen him sleep?
I don't think he sleeps.
No one has ever seen.
No,
him
and
sleep.
He also serves our country.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and also he's a veteran.
Oh no,
not a veteran, but
yeah,
yeah,
dude. I don't have anything bad to say about
this. He's officiating our wedding?
Oh, and he's officiating our wedding.
Wow.
Bro had to go get his ordained, what is it called?
He had to become a minister, yeah.
Hardest working.
Just for us.
Hardest working.
And yeah, and he didn't even hesitate. He was like, I would love to do that because I don't sleep and all I do is work. I love that. What's our next one? Oh, Tail Whip's favorite touring headliner award. It has to go to Ray Lau.
Mm-hmm.
I think he honestly was one of the nicest people that we've interacted with and one of the funniest.
And we meet a lot of non-nice people, so it was extremely refreshing.
Because some people are from New York, and that's okay,
mm-hmm.
you know?
It sucks when someone is very rude to you, and then they go, down in Brooklyn, and you go, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. But not Ray.
But not Ray.
Ray is from the Pacific Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
He's an angel,
yep.
And he's so funny. And oh my God, this was supposed to be a video too. If you've not seen the clip of Ray Lau getting heckled by a baby at one of our corduroy shows.
It's pinned on our Instagram, isn't it?
I think it is pinned on our Instagram, and I think it's on Ray's
yeah,
as well. So.
Bro has a full conversation with a baby at our show.
It's
awesome.
It's magical.
Super funny. All right.
What do we got? Oh, I'm excited about this one too. Tail Whip's favorite Florida headliner award. Go ahead and sing.
Tail Whip's favorite Florida headliner award, Delicia Nicholas.
Delicia Nicholas. I know you have nice things to say.
Absolutely. I did not do stand-up at a time in my life. And then I went to a Don't Tell comedy show in Gainesville, and she headlined. And I said, that woman has inspired me. And then I went to my next open mic a week later. She is.
That's so cool.
Kind of everything about her is like perfect. You know what I mean? Like
her energy.
I wouldn't say that there's a single part of her craft that I would be like, yeah, because she could work on that. I'm like, oh, she needs a, you know, she needs to be doing theaters and stuff.
Absolutely. I think that Delicia is going to be a touring headliner with her own specials, and I love her story. I love how she tells it. And if, I don't know, maybe if you produce shows also, you should book Delicia, because
everyone,
this woman is
you.
Amazing.
Yep.
Amazing. And she has a pet pig.
Shout out Hambo.
God. I love these kind of, oh my gosh. Okay. Now we did the awards, but it's also Tail Whip's top picks of 2025. So we got to get into that. We have the best comedy special that we've picked. And we've watched a lot of comedy specials in the last year. Oh, Cameron, oh, bless you.
Sorry, I sneezed. I'm so excited.
Are you okay? You just turned bright red. Did you? Are you breathing? Okay. He said, don't look at me. Sorry. Sorry. Best comedy special. It has to go to Bo Johnson with Two Sailboats.
Yeah. Really surprisingly, not surprisingly great, but like, you know, who'd have thunk that a YouTube special would be,
oh, I know,
just as good as everything else, you know?
Yeah. I think some people think like the pinnacle of someone's career is like Netflix or something like that. No. Go check out his special on YouTube. It's shot in super high quality. His jokes are super high quality. I love it. My mom loves it. My mom even commented on his special. I think he screenshot that and was like, even moms love me. Everyone loves it.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Bo Johnson, thank you for being a guest on our show as
friend
well.
Friend of the pod.
What a good...
Happy to have him.
I feel so thankful. Are you feeling like thankful?
Looking back at the year, it really like makes you think. Like this has been a good year, and got a lot of cool people we've met.
Yeah.
We're fortunate. What do we got for our next top pick?
Right, next top pick.
Coolest venue for Tail Whip shows. We're going with Corduroy's.
Obviously. You guys knew it. You guys woke up this morning and said, I wonder what they're going to give Coolest Venue for Tail Whip shows to. And then you were like, no, I don't wonder. It's actually the Corduroy's.
We've done a lot of shows in different places. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying I hate or don't like the other places that we've done it, but it's really interesting to do it at Corduroy's, because I love checking people in who like only had the address, and then they walk in and they're like, this is a beanbag store. And I'm like, yes.
But also, yeah. It's like Diagon Alley. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You knock on the thing.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yes. I love it too, because people walk in and it's a really beautiful showroom that they have in the in the front of their headquarters and like the beanbag store.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, will the show be here? Mind you, no microphone, no lights, no nothing is like set up in that area. And I'm like, no, no. And they're like, but where could it be? And then you like...
Say Diagon Alley.
Yeah, and then you Diagon Alley it from Harry Potter. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you walk back, I don't know, 50 paces, and then suddenly you're in this like beanbag speakeasy in the back of Corduroy's.
And the vibes in there are great. It's dark and it's
a beautiful stage. Beautiful lighting. Oh my God.
Dope-ass
I love our
sign from the Mall of America.
That's right. Is that where it's from?
Yeah, you didn't hear the story about the sign?
No.
The sign that they have hanging up behind us on stage is from the Mall of America. They closed down that store and they threw everything away, but they spent so much money on the sign that like Byron himself, like he's like, no, I'm taking the sign.
That is amazing.
And brought it back from Mall of America. Fun fact.
Have you ever been to Mall of America?
Yeah.
I used to go there.
We went to the alpaca store.
What's the alpaca store?
They have like alpaca socks and stuff.
Did you get socks?
I got alpaca socks. I think the fifth floor they had VR. That's where my dad did the balance beam on the Empire State Building.
Yes.
Or something.
They had like the roller coaster and stuff.
Oh, I used to love, yeah.
That's when the Popeye's chicken sandwich was huge. Ooh, and we passed Popeye's and they were selling them. And we're like, dude. We've been waiting. Like, we'll finally get one. He's like, let's go up here real quick, and then we'll come back. We came back, sold out.
No!
Yeah, passed up. And I've never had a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
I have. I went back. It was really good, yeah.
I never got one.
I'm sorry that happened.
We got to go get one.
But you did get a Rizwich this year.
Yeah, so. I did get a Rizwich. That was my thorn for this year.
Oh, my God.
All right, what do we got next on the picks?
And last one.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, best live show that we attended. We did not produce this show, but we went to the Funny Bone?
Funny Bone.
Funny Bone Tampa. In
Tampa.
Yeah. Like down in Ybor.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes, 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 yes.
And
yes.
We saw Hannibal Buress, and I loved that show. I don't know that everybody in the audience loved that show.
And that's because they're not true, like fans of Hannibal. Like, yeah. We love Hannibal just in general.
Yes.
It was a little bit different than what he normally does. But if you can read between the lines of his previous stuff, you know that this is in him. But it was like, he was very angry.
But like, oh my God.
It was such a funny way. And here's
my thing is like, I don't know. You watch comedians, you watch specials, you go see them, and you hear like a couple repeat jokes. There's a couple like overlap.
Sure, yeah.
I hadn't seen Hannibal in a long time, like do stand up. And so when I went back, I was a little worried. I was like, I mean, it's still going to be fun if he's doing, but
yeah, because he took a big break. Is that what you're talking
about?
Yeah.
Took a big break, and we watch it, and it was like, he was angry, and his personality was different because he was usually more like,
yeah,
calm and like,
yeah,
like, but he was a little angry, but it was all different material. And
for like an hour and a half.
Oh yeah, he went.
It was amazing.
He went so long.
He went so long.
So funny.
He would say something, and we would cry, dying laughing, and we look over, and then everyone would just kind of like.
They had like their heads. They'd be
heads
like,
tilted, a little chuckle, and you're like, "You guys,
you guys don't get Hannibal.
You guys don't know him like I know him."
God.
You guys know what my username is on Truth Social?
What is? Oh, why do you have a Truth Social?
Because there was a trend where you go on Truth Social when it first came out, and you try and get good usernames.
Mine's
real Hannibal Buress. On Truth Social. If I can still get in, I haven't logged in a long time.
Did you do that with the intention of like being able to sell the handle one day? You thought you were gonna like Hannibal Buress and
No. I just thought it'd be funny to like get that, you know? And he wasn't my first pick either. I tried someone more famous.
Who?
I don't know. I think I tried like Tom Cruise or something, and then I did like Walmart. Like those were taken. Because everyone was doing it. You know, I was like, who's like a celebrity that I could get, you know?
Absolutely.
And I got him.
So, hey, Hannibal, if you ever tried to join Truth Social, the heck you would have done that, and you couldn't do it with your name, it's his fault.
Yeah. I literally never opened that app ever again. Who's it for? Anyways.
Truthers.
Was that the last pick?
Yeah, that's the last pick for the...
Do you want to talk about our Rose and Thorn from the year overall, just personally?
I think we should, and maybe some of our own like personal top picks of like different stuff. What do you got? You have a Rose and Thorn prepared?
I'm not prepared. I can think of something.
Oh.
Should I do Rose or Thorn first?
What do you feel? You did tell us your Thorn was having the Riz Witch. Is
that
No, that
was a joke. No, I got a real Thorn, I think, actually.
What you got?
My Thorn was trying to set up a proposal to you for marriage. And I picked it at this nice restaurant that we like in New Orleans.
Stanley,
great
restaurant.
Wait,
no. What am I talking about? Stanley?
No, not Stanley. It's Clancy's.
Clancy's.
And we planned the trip to New Orleans and we're driving there. And then the New Year's terrorist attack happens on Bourbon Street. Yes. And so I was like, maybe I shouldn't do the proposal in New Orleans and be associated with that.
That was crazy. That's how we started our year.
Yeah.
It was eerie.
Extremely stressful because also we were conflicted. Like,
is this disrespectful?
Do you still go do the trip? Yeah. You know, but honestly, like not to be a bootlicker or anything, but when you're on Bourbon Street after the terrorist attack and there's the National Guard posted up on every corner.
It was the safest I ever felt on in Bourbon. New Orleans. Yeah.
It was like...
But I hated the circumstances that...
Yeah. It was like the people are not going to stop partying. The people of New Orleans, big ups. Don't let them stop you, you know?
Yeah.
So that was my Thorn, was terrorism. Tail Whip is anti-terrorism.
Hey, in case you missed it, Tail Whip, anti-terrorism.
Anti-terrorism. If you're thinking, maybe I should do terrorism, just know that we won't like you for it.
Right.
Right, what's your Thorn?
My Thorn. Can I do my Rose and Thorn back to back?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. I think my Thorn was when my mic went completely out.
Ooh, on the
at the State Theater, the Hippodrome during a performance. But then one of my roses is that when it went out, literally everyone was trying to help me. Like an audience member who happened to have a background in audio engineering, like hopped up and was like, let me try to help you. Somebody from the crowd, it might've been John Nunes. He
prompted you to keep
prompts
going?
Me to keep going and got a laugh out of it.
And you did. I mean, it's a good sized room, but like it's also like pretty close.
Yeah.
And you projected, and it was extremely natural. I watch that video sometimes, and it's just small hiccup, and then you just talk from your chest.
But I don't know that I would have been able to like seamlessly just like keep going if I didn't have that support.
Yeah,
that,
absolutely.
Like, community in that room, and it was like so it went from like a crappy moment of like oh my god to. Oh, this is like what life's about. It's just like,
because we're all in this together.
Stuff happens, mm-hmm. but like people are there to help you if you need it. And nobody really wants to see you fail. We're all in this
together.
We're all in this together. Cameron, sing your part. You're not singing your part.
I don't know the words.
I always have five minutes of singing. So, all the time.
I thought we were, it was Christmas. We thought we were like caroling together.
Our singing budget is up. We can't afford them any longer.
Oh, okay, fine. 2026 coming for you, bud.
Yeah, we'll get you an inflation raise. Don't worry.
That's right. A market adjustment.
What's your, you said that was one of your roses. Do you have another one?
Yeah, definitely when you proposed to me, not where the terrorist attacks happened. I think you waited like a week or two and you took me to... where we used to always hang out after shows, by the creepy moon downtown with the mustache, and its name's Luna, and it has glowing red eyes.
And it was the best proposal that you've ever had?
I've only ever been proposed to once. Shout out, Scott. And it was
if you ain't awesome. First, you're last.
It was awesome.
That's what I always say when it comes to proposals.
Why are you looking around like that? Yeah, that was great. I really appreciate you, and it was so sweet. And obviously, I was like, "Yes!" And then we, we're doing it. Yep. We're getting married in like 50-something days.
50, yeah.
53.
There you have it, folks. Had a good year.
Are you coming to the wedding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are
you
checking.
Singing at it?
Nope.
What could we get you to sing?
If
nothing,
absolutely nothing. Not a happy birthday.
Happy birthday at our wedding.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, if we're let's get him on the page, same page for the ABCs.
No.
Okay. Bro is not.
Is there a price on it?
Hard stance.
What if somebody offered you
$100 ABCs?
No, like $1,500 to sing not even a whole song, but just like a little blurb.
I do it.
You do it? What song would you do?
Any song you want.
No, you have to pick it. That's 1500? Part of the
$1,500? You do any song for $1,500?
If you paid me.
Like Adele? You do like Hello? Wow.
1500?
Bro went from I'm not singing at all to then, I'm going to sing Adele.
And then you added 1500. Yep.
So which Adele song would you sing?
Any
if you had to pick.
What's the...
I set fire to the rain.
That's what it's called.
Okay, so now we know how much it'll cost to I Will...
We're going to start a Kickstarter.
Okay.
We're going to start an absolute Kickstarter.
Everyone, wait, if I can pay you $1,500, you'll sing that at the...
Yes. Yes.
We got to figure out a way to do this.
Yes. Yeah, we're selling ad space if anyone wants to fund...
It's going to be the worst performance of your entire life.
No, it's not.
So.
We'll give him $1,500 and then we'll pay a production crew to film him so we can keep watching it.
Golly, I'm so excited.
It's either that or the speech.
No.
That's funny.
Oh my god. Yeah. I think that's my roses and thorn.
Yeah. Those are good.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it's a good year though. I don't even think my thorn was that thorny.
No, your thorn was low-key a positive.
Yeah.
Yeah. My thorn was terrorism, so.
My thorn was the fucking Saints this year.
Oh. Aww. Cam, actually, what was your let's unpack that.
I didn't think to ask him.
Well, no, I did, but I knew he was going to say the Saints and I didn't know if he was going to get upset.
No, realistically, my real thorn is probably when both my axles on my car tore and I had to get that repaired, but
I don't remember that.
Your
axles fell apart?
Cameron, what?
When we drove to Navarre and we started shaking?
Oh, I thought that was something else.
Nope.
How expensive was it?
Pretty expensive. I told you all of this.
Dude, my memory is dog shit.
You don't care. You don't care.
I do care.
You did not tell me that.
I do care.
I think I told both of you.
My memory is so bad.
It's fine.
My memory is so bad. Hey. We were talking about where states we've been, and I completely forgot that I spent like a week in Maryland. And they're like, remember when you went to Maryland? I was like, I've never been to Maryland. And they're like, no, you stayed at this hotel and you did that. I was like, I have no idea. Doesn't that suck?
Yeah, you gotta quit
I gotta get that Neurogum. What's that called?
Neurogum?
Yeah. Gum that heightens brain waves or something like that.
I think all gum has that effect.
Does it?
Yeah. Like if you're learning something and you chew gum. Mm. Like I think it like increases your blood supply, and then also there's like different relationships that you can make with like the texture and the scent of the gum that can help you retain information. And they say that if you chew the same
Neurogum. I'm right.
But I wonder,
these guys were on Shark Tank and turned down a huge deal.
Enhanced blood flow.
Really, but corduroys didn't. They took it, and that's why they're killing the beanbag game.
Yep. And if I catch you sitting on a love sack.
Or a, what's the other one?
I don't know.
There was a one I saw online that I was like, who is buying that?
Yeah.
It was called a Baby Joe or something. I was like, don't.
We had a performer come into one of the corduroy shows, and they're like, oh, is this like love sack? And I grabbed him by the collar. I said, you fucking keep it down.
That's so funny. Oh, me.
You like that bit?
I love that bit.
Thank you. Wait.
What's your rose?
Rose has got to be, it's got to be Vegas.
I was about to say that.
I don't care. It's got to be Vegas.
Just having fun at the trip?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Just the whole trip.
That was a great trip.
Wait, that was a great trip.
I know. I was just asking like if anything specific happened or if you started the whole.
We saw Aziz Ansari. Yep. We went on the high roller.
Cameron lost a bunch of money and then won a bunch of money back.
And then lost it again.
Yep.
But not as much.
We came out of there.
Do you remember when we sat down? He wasn't with us for some reason. And you and I sat down on Fremont Street at a Texas Hold'em table.
Oh, yeah, we got split up.
We got split up because there was two
I was
seats.
At a separate table.
Okay.
Scotty's like, I'll go by myself and you guys can go over here. And I should have went where Scotty went. So.
That was such a core memory
you
for me.
You had the baby sharks.
I had the great white. A guy pushed me all in firsthand.
Yeah, but.
Why did you go all in?
Because I beat him.
Hey, Scotty.
Oh, whoa, whoa, I thought you said he pushed you all in.
He pushed you all in for your hand? I was all in on the first flop. Because they had like thousands.
That's what I'm saying. The guy did the same thing to me.
Yeah, but yours had less thousands.
But it's still all in for me.
But it's not as intimidating as everybody having
$10,000
and then pulling out stacks of cash when they lose all of it.
It was pretty intimidating.
And re-upping. And you're like, oh.
Yeah. Maybe I just handle pressure better than you.
We walked away with money.
You walked away with money.
Just me?
I lost all my money in three hands.
Oh.
I walked away from the table in 4 minutes.
Yeah. It's a different game.
I have such a different memory of that, and I think it's because I guess I was winning.
No,
so I had
two pair, and I had $45 left, and he went $45 straight up, and I was like, this is the best chance I'm going to have right now.
Lost. What do you have?
I think he had a full house.
Wow.
And I don't think he had it.
Until the end.
I think he was just throwing money around.
Yep.
Damn.
Different game.
Because he was the nice guy, but he was also being a dickhead to me.
I was being a...
The one sitting next to me, my left.
Because he was being nice, but he was also like...
Condescending.
He was mansplaining me really bad and teaching me how to play, which I was sort of like, I would not be sitting here with my money out if I did not know how to play. Yeah. But I was like, and just like listening to...
Give me some
of
your chips.
He's giving good information. He's he just put all of his money in, so I'm going to call him and he can't bet any... Like, and I was like...
Yeah.
He was explaining to me how he was screwing over Cameron.
That's hilarious.
Like, I was like, I know how you're screwing him over, and that's my buddy.
Yeah,
I'm getting screwed over. I can't choose it.
I'm so sorry. I'm like, that's one of my favorite core memories. And then I'm like, not remembering parts of it.
That actually was one of my favorite core memories, is firsthand getting pushed all in and then winning, and the guy being like, welcome to the NFL.
You know what I mean? It took you it was your first hand. It took me a second to get in the game, and I was losing 20.
Yeah, just
to stay in.
Damn, we should go back.
We should go back now that I know what's up.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you guys would play offsuit with me more.
I don't like it when there's no stakes.
What do you mean?
It's virtual numbers, you know? I want real numbers.
He wants to act.
But you have to practice before you go.
You do have to practice.
Actually, put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, I guess so. All right. You want to get gambling out of the way since we're talking about it?
Well, we still have two more.
Two more picks?
Taylor Whip picks.
We do need to talk about our favorite
show and our favorite movie.
Because we were going back and forth about what it would be.
I think we agreed on something, didn't we?
We finally did.
Yeah, we did.
So.
I have the.
The master list.
Thing.
Cam, what was our movie of the year that we picked?
So. The movie of the year for 2025 from Taylor Whip, Christie.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
And when we watched Christy,
thank you.
I don't think any of us knew exactly what was about to happen. So
I didn't know the story.
I didn't know it was a real story.
I knew it was a real story, and I knew she was really good. I didn't know the extra stuff, and I'm not going to spoil the extra stuff, so you guys go watch it. But
right. But if you like Sydney Sweeney, you like Merritt Weaver, you like
and
sports.
If you don't like Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, even if you don't like.
Even if you don't, because
this will change your mind on Sydney Sweeney.
She did a good job. She committed to.
That's actually a great point. Before this movie, I kind of thought Sydney Sweeney was like a, like that kind of like airheady, whatever.
Nope. Full actor.
Yeah,
actress.
No, she did a great job.
They prefer actor. You don't have to.
Do they really?
I don't know.
We did have an honorable mention.
You don't
mention.
Say doctress.
Women can be doctors?
Now.
Oh. I had a woman doctor touch my pee-pee a bunch of times. And
why?
Because I had like.
And she was off the clock.
Oh.
I had testicular pain and I was like, hey, what's going on with my balls? And she was like, let me see. And she touched him. She goes, no fucking idea. Come back in a month. And I came back in a month and I go, all right, what's wrong now? And she goes, still no idea. Come back in a month. Came back and I said, okay, what's wrong now? And she said, still no idea. And I said, what am I doing here?
Fondling your canoodle?
Yeah.
Every time?
Yes.
I guess I'd keep coming back too if I were you.
No, I was deeply uncomfortable. And
why weren't you like, hey, sounds like I need to advocate for myself. I keep bearing all, but no one's able to give me answers.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that I misunderstood how the medical system works. And it's that when I make an appointment, it's because I want more
data.
Yeah. And I was making appointments because she told me that I should. You know what I mean? She was like, oh, if you want to come back, you can. And I was like, okay, that
but
sounds like a homework
like
assignment.
A
it's like, oh, I have to be back.
Okay.
But like in her mind, it's like, oh, he wants to reassess. But in my mind, it was like, oh, I have to come back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just make your own doctor's appointments. Don't go if they tell you. If they tell you to take medicine, don't take it. That's a joke. This is a comedy podcast.
Yeah. If, you know, what the heck? Lord have mercy.
Do we want to say our honorable mention for a movie?
Oh, yeah.
Superman.
Yep.
I think that Superman is the only superhero movie so far that I've ever seen that I was like excited to see. Like I felt like it knew that it was corny and it like it was okay with it.
None of the Marvel.
She is not too familiar with the Marvels.
I'm not super familiar. I've only seen a couple of them, but the ones I've seen are a little corny.
Yeah, they take themselves pretty seriously there at the end.
Where like Superman was corny, but like acknowledged it almost.
And it was like heartfelt. It wasn't like a big like message or anything like that. It was just like a guy like making the most of himself.
Yeah,
you know? I liked it.
But I do probably need to give Marvel.
We got to watch Infinity War at least.
Okay.
All of them, honestly. We have to give a shout out too because Marty Supreme has its first showing in Gainesville. What time is it?
Right now it is 12:18.
Marty Supreme started 8 minutes ago, which is the first available showtime when we are not able to watch it before the year ends. So we will get back to you on if it's good and if it made the top list for 2025.
We can say best promotion for a movie.
No, I think we have to see it in 2025. Oh, you're saying we are going to see it.
We're going to see it.
Okay.
Next episode we'll say if it was worth mentioning on the list. But just so you guys know, we're not excluding it because we haven't seen it.
Are you a big Timothée fan?
I really, really am. I really, really am. I genuinely think that he's going to be... Like he said, he's going to be the greats. He's going to be one of the greats. He needs a few more. He does too many biopics.
He likes doing them.
I think that's a like kind of a cop out a little bit.
What?
Playing a real guy is, I think, easier than playing a fake guy. Not that I would know.
I read somewhere too. I think it's like an exaggeration. I don't think it's a full.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
true.
Yeah.
True.
I think it's based. I don't think it's one of like a biopic or anything.
But, you know, he did Wonka, which I'm not going to see.
That's
Wonka.
Not a biopic.
But you know what I mean? Where it's like pre-existing character, reboot.
Yeah.
It's literally
just public domain.
It's a
story.
Fictional biopic about a guy, not Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. You know
it's
what I mean?
Not a, no.
You know what I'm saying? No, hear me out. Hear me out. This is a valid point.
Okay.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
There's two iterations.
Well, there's also the book by Roald Dahl.
Three iterations.
Okay.
If you make a backstory movie about the fictional character that is in the public domain that everybody knows, that's as close as a biopic as you can get while still being fictional.
There's other Roald Dahl books it was based off of. I think there's one where it's like, go ahead and pull this up, Cam.
But you listing more iterations there's of the like character the is going to prove my point even more.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm saying, like, because we all know this guy, it's...
But I don't...
It's the essentially
the more you see him, and then the more you make a backstory, it's like you're creating an actual...
Like, I know more about Wonka than I do about Elton John, so, like, which one's the biopic? You know what I mean?
Damn.
I think a biopic has to be a biographical tale about a real guy.
I know that.
It's the closest.
It's the closest you can get while still being fictional.
Okay.
It's like a biopic that's fictional. It's like a mockumentary. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Ooh, I love a good mockumentary. Yeah.
Chalamet did Call Me By Your Name, which I need to see.
Is that with Steve Carell? Armie Hammer. Oh. What's the one I'm thinking of?
Beautiful Boy.
Okay.
That was pretty good. Pretty heartbreaking. Chalamet was in Interstellar. A lot of people don't know that.
Does he have a speaking role?
Maybe one line.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's really good. The promotion for Marty Supreme has been phenomenal.
I've not seen one ad.
Okay. We gotta brush you in. We gotta loop you in. There's this drill rapper in London. Or the UK. I don't know if it's London.
Okay.
Scav or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Does he do like quick maths?
Pretty much.
Pretty much, essentially.
And he wears a mask and no one knows what he looks like.
Okay.
But his
so it's like
voice.
Buckethead?
I don't know who that is. But his voice is, he does a Cockney accent, I think. Scouse or something like that. I don't know. What? Why are you laughing at me?
I don't know what that is, and I get excited when you know stuff that I don't know. So I'm excited to ask you what that means later.
Is Scouse an accent? Because I know...
I don't know.
I know
Cockney. Like,
yeah.
Eliza
Doolittle. If I'm completely wrong about this...
I'm not laughing.
Sorry.
I was like, he knows something.
But he's a white gentleman, and Timothy Chalamet used to be a rapper. People started theorizing that Timothy Chalamet was pretending to be this rapper so that he can still do rapping and not affect...
And that's Marty Supreme?
No.
No, this is Timothy.
People were saying Timothy Chalamet is pretending to be a rapper because he used to rap and he doesn't want to like mess up his acting career by rapping like this.
Right. So then he's like the Banksy of rapping, but
exactly.
Then can have these two separate.
People were like matching up
entities.
Their eyes and stuff and sure. Comparing their words and like pretty similar, like as a convincing argument. Like mm-hmm. I didn't really believe it, but mm-hmm. Convincing argument. Timothy Chalamet recently went on a song with the guy to prove that they're not the same, but to prove that Timothy Chalamet could rap if he wanted to.
And
it's a pretty good song. Like it's
pretty good job.
I thought he was a rapper. I thought
he was in high school. Little Timmy.
Tim. Yeah.
Yeah. But what I mean is like it's more serious and like.
Yeah.
You know,
like a drill rap. Almost.
Drill and like high production and stuff like that. He stood on top of the Sphere recently in Vegas.
I did see that.
And it's
on top.
And it's hilarious. He's doing this character that's so arrogant and it's like funny to laugh at the guy and it's so funny.
Is he doing like, you know, like how he gets super, is it called, it's method acting, right? Where you train and you like become.
Yeah, I think the promotion, he's like.
Yeah, he is
like
Marty
the
Supreme.
Mentality of Marty Supreme.
Oh, yeah. I listened to like a interview where he was talking about like getting in the role of Marty Supreme. And then they were talking about like comparing, another biopic that he was in. Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how he, like, for a full however long, committed to becoming Bob Dylan. Mm-hmm. This, I think that's such an interesting, like, psychological experiment that people go through just for an art. That's
yeah, acting
neat.
Is crazy.
Yeah.
Acting is crazy. What makes a good actor and a bad actor is so intangible. Like, it's like, when someone's acting bad, I can never put my finger on it. You know what I mean? But then when someone's acting good, I still can't put my finger on it. They're just better. You know what I mean?
Right.
You ever notice that?
I always feel, this sounds like dark, and I'm not trying to be dark, just what I've observed. I always feel like good acting, those people are the most deceptive. Mm-hmm. Like if
yeah.
they're good
oh, yeah.
at lying about being this person, you're going to believe them and you're not going to question it and you're going to be fully like
yeah.
enveloped in the story.
Yep.
Where like if people aren't that good at being deceptive, then I think that's when we pick up on like, this is a little,
this is a genuine, honest person.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's always interesting to me because like, you know, people are always like, oh, artists are plagued with, you know, mm-hmm. they're haunted by their own. And it's like, oh, are people who are, you know, deceptive and they're, are they more likely to be good at acting? I don't know. I always get
yeah,
in my
I
head
wonder,
thinking
I really
about,
wonder.
About that. But
I see those TikTok videos where it's like a New York acting coach
uh-huh.
and the people will give a line and they'll deliver it horrible. Mm-hmm. And then he'll be like, put the inflection on the third E of this word and they'll do it. And then all of a sudden it's like
oh,
way
wow.
better. And you're
yeah.
like, how did you pick out which thing needed to be changed? It's so subtle, and it's honestly couldn't do it.
Do you want to act? Is that what 2026 has in store for you?
I want to be an extra in a movie so bad. I want to. We know a guy that was an extra in F1. He's in the first like 30 seconds.
Yes.
And I'm like, I want to do that. Let me go be a Let me go.
Shout out, Rob.
Get farted on by Brad Pitt. You know what I mean?
What's up?
Come again?
Brad Pitt was in F1?
Yeah.
And you just think he was crop dusting everyone?
Look up Brad Pitt farted on set. Look it up. I'm not making
something. I'm sure everybody farted on set.
No, he has a famous story about it.
Hi, little baby.
Yeah, I'm not just making something up to be a weirdo. I was doing a real callback to a real event.
Okay, I thought you were being a weirdo.
Yeah, no.
Sorry.
He farted and like cleared out the set. They had to take 5.
Oh, no. Famously farted on an early film set after eating several plates of beans for a scene, causing the entire 60-person crew to flee the cafe set due to the overwhelming, diabolical smell, a story he shared on the New Heights podcast, leading to his famous pacing of eating in movies. Wow.
Diabolical.
Nice, got it.
Brad Poot.
So, there you have it, folks. What movie should I try an extra in?
I think you should try to be in like a Marvel TV show or movie.
I think that'd be tough.
My uncle works in Atlanta on those movies.
Give me his phone number.
Well, you could probably do it.
I will.
He helped me become an extra on a movie, and but they cut. Can I scene?
Can I be you know Black Widow's famous move?
Oh my god!
What is it?
Where she like jumps on you crotch first in your face and then like spins you around and like breaks your neck and like flips you over and
you
stuff.
You want to be that guy?
I want to be that guy.
I know you do, buddy. I know you do. Hey, maybe in 2026 we'll make it happen.
Maybe you could be rescued by Thor or something. You get to like rest on his muscles or something. Balance it out.
I like Hulk better.
What?
I like Hulk better.
Than Thor?
Yeah.
Are you talking like attractiveness or what?
Like Mark Ruffalo?
Oh, okay.
Playing Hulk?
That's actually Bruce Banner. They're two separate people.
But
I think
Banner?
We're asking, is it the Hulk that you're attracted to or Mark Ruffalo?
Both.
Okay.
What do you mean?
It's weird to be attracted to Hulk.
Is it?
I mean, Black Widow technically kind of was, right?
Sun's getting real low, big guy.
She was a little something with Hulk.
With Hulk?
You don't.
She was with Bruce Banner.
Hulk and Bruce Banner are the same.
Different
she
people.
Has to, she has
different
to,
people.
She has to love them all.
Different people.
Cam, go ahead and pull up a picture of Mark Ruffalo as Hulk for me, just for personal reasons.
Do smart Hulk.
If you accept Bruce Banner, you have to accept Hulk.
You're not
taking Hulk to dinner, and you're not taking Hulk to the movies.
I didn't say that. You still have to care and...
Oh, absolutely. But put him in the closet. You know what I mean? Say,
have you ever seen Wicked?
Say, no.
I feel like
it's
maybe...
not because he's green. What?
Okay.
What? It's because he's fucking 8 feet tall, 500 pounds.
Okay, Andre the Giant was close, and people.
It's because he can't formulate a word. It's not because he's green.
Oh my goodness.
That's funny. That's super funny.
He's actually 14.
I would like to see a picture of Mark Ruffalo as the Hulk, please. Shirtless.
You know they use CGI, though.
I don't care.
Look up the 70s Hulk where they just painted green. I unplugged.
This is going to be a weird search.
I like him. You don't think Mark Ruffalo is a cutie patootie?
He is absolutely a cutie patootie. But when you're saying Hulk, I'm only picturing the green guy.
But that's him transformed into the green guy.
Right. So it's not really him, though.
Smash. Hulk smash. Sorry.
Look up 70s Hulk that they painted green.
Can I say something right here?
Terrible picture.
This is about to be a terrible sentence. We might have to cut it. Whenever they do the Epstein biopic... Mark Ruffalo.
Yep, sign him up.
Mark Ruffalo looks like he could do it.
This looks like one of those pictures where they're like lounging in a weird way.
That's what I mean. I was like, what the?
Yeah.
Don't ruin him for me.
No, I'm just saying.
Do not.
Just the pose.
Take that off the screen.
Just as an actor.
I don't like it.
Please Google 70s Hulk.
70s Hulk.
That they painted green.
Is it going to upset me?
I don't think so.
Am I going to be anti-Hulk after this?
No, why would it upset you? It's just a guy painted green.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's kind of strong, though.
I don't.
I got a super dumb question.
Yes?
Are those his real muscles?
I want to say no.
I feel like it would look more like a suit if I could
But look
see
at
it.
Look at this lumpy stuff in his arm right here.
Okay.
I think
where
it is
his
a,
veins
I think it
are.
Is a suit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are the good looking muscles.
Oh,
then.
Bruce Banner is Hulk's real name. Is that why you kept saying Bruce Banner?
Yeah.
Do they all have alliterative
names?
No. Steve Rogers.
Oh, never mind.
Tony Stark.
Okay, I was thinking like Miles.
Thor Odinson.
Natasha Romanoff.
What's Hawkeyes? What's Hawkeyes?
Go ahead. Clint Barton.
Clint Barton.
What Barton?
Clint.
Oh.
Do you guys want to do our show just so we can...
Yep. I think show of the year.
Oh. Tail Whip's top pick show.
Tail Whip's top pick show of the year. If you're looking for a TV show to watch and you want to know what's the best show in 2025?
Which we have to add an asterisk to this because we really like Pluribus, but not all of it has come out yet, so we can't speak on the whole bit.
Yep.
And then you guys really love
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things. Yes. Which, what is it, Christmas Day?
Yeah, it should be out tomorrow.
Okay. So if you're wondering why Pluribus or Stranger Things is not what we picked, that is why.
That is why.
And the actual TV show that's fully completed, 2025, The Rehearsal Season 2.
Womp womp womp. Everyone knew.
Yes.
No,
did you say womp womp?
I don't know why I said that.
Oh, okay.
It was supposed to be positive. I don't know
Do
why I said
that. Do a positive sound. Womp womp womp. Yes.
It's like womp womp, but higher pitched.
If you've not seen this show, holy cannoli. Nathan Fielder is hilarious.
It's like a brand new genre of show. You know what I mean? Like, you've never seen anything like it.
It's like a crossover between documentary,
yep,
mockumentary, absurd
sketch comedy.
Sketch comedy, and
like performance art.
Yeah. I mean, like, and also like a little sprinkle of like C-SPAN and like
And political activism.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's a lot of shit.
Which, don't let me saying C-SPAN deter you from watching this. It's a crazy, crazy, crazy show, and it's
absolute roller coaster.
Yes.
In the best way possible.
But oh my God.
And you learn a little something too, a little educational.
Yeah. It was super educational.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we had an honorable mention on that.
I think that was Pluribus and Stranger Things.
Oh, okay. I know we had talked about the Chair Company.
Chair Company was talked about. Super funny. I wish we got a little bit more answers there at the end of the season.
I'm glad we didn't.
Yeah. I know that we got a little bit difference on that.
Yeah. That is I love Tim Robinson. Mm-hmm. And I love how insane and absurd he is. And I think the fact that we didn't get any of the answers that we thought we were going to get is so on brand. And
yeah,
I love it.
Yeah. Well, you started watching the Detroiters.
Yep. So that's a little older show,
but I mean,
super funny Tim Robinson show.
Oh my God. I don't think I've laughed this hard at a TV show ever in my entire life.
You can rely every episode. Something's going to get you.
Oh my goodness.
Yep.
I love it. What else you got? You want to do your steak.com?
Yeah. Let's gamble and get out of here. Go celebrate Christmas with my family.
Yeah.
And if you're watching this late, you're a weirdo, dude. Go hang out with your family.
it's like December 28th right now.
Oh, yeah.
Are we Plinko-ing?
Yeah.
I know I suggested this, but I'm mad at me for that.
No, we're going to hit the 1K eventually, and it's going to be awesome. For real. Episode 50, when we hit the 1K, you're going to be like, oh, that was worth it.
I just don't know.
But we have to get through these
30-something. Oh, my God. Oh, right. 2X.
Let's stop for today.
We hit the 2X. We got something up.
Wow.
We did it. And yeah, now we got more room to hit the 1K next week.
That's the first time that we haven't lost 80% of our wager.
Yep.
That's exciting.
That thing got off hot to the right. That freaked me. I thought we were going to make it.
Wow.
What happens if it goes all the way to the right and it passes by the 1K?
I don't think it'll let it.
It won't let it. Awesome. Well.
Guys, this has been... See you later.
Mm-hmm.
We have had a wonderful year. We hope to see you again in 2026. We love you. We like you. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
And
do you want to sing the exit song?
Well, Cam is actually going to sing our exit
song. Cam, do you remember the exit song?
See you later. Have to go. See you later. That's the end of the show.
Take it away, Cam.
See you later.
Yeah.
It's the end of the show.
Okay.
I messed up the words, but now I know.
That's right. Hey,
I've got
all
time
right.
in 26 to grow.
Oh.
There we go.
I'm going to keep going because I found a flow. Did we already get the stuff from the stove?
We did get the stuff from the stove.
Okay, cool, because we got to cook that.
That's true.
All right.
Guys, now we got to go.
See you later.
Bye.